Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5788, Baruch Hashem, the 8th day of Tishrei Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is talking out to the young man, a bacher, Sholem Duber Sheyichye Kivman. And at the time, he lived in Tel Aviv. The Rebbe, he asked Sholem Uvracha, he asked the Rebbe, sometimes you go into a shul which are not a Chabad shul, they don't go the Chabad custom. And he asked the Rebbe, should he put on a talis, or should he put on a gartel, a belt, for the davening? I guess that's tradition in that shul. So the Rebbe says it's understood that also over here, there is the rule of our Rebbes, that discord is not accepted, is hated. Discord is hated. You know, you try to stay away as much as possible from machlokas, from discord. So, if it's impossible to also conduct yourself there, as Lubavitchers do, in a way, understood, a peaceful and a pleasant way, then it's worthy to stick to your minhag. If you can accomplish sticking to your custom and still keep peace and pleasantness over there, and to reject the idea of discord, machloikis, because of there. And the Rebbe says it's understood also that this is also with regards to putting on the talus, the big talus, that they also do more than Chabad does, that they have the Shliach Tzibur puts on a talus as opposed to our minhag. Anybody who goes over to lead the services, I'm not talking during Shachris, we're talking about during Mincha, let's say. So if you go in over there, the talus is put on by the Shliach Tzibur, which Chabad doesn't do. So since they're adding, so when there's no choice, you can be mevatel, you can forego to fulfill their requests. And the Rebbe says the talis godel should be specifically on the shoulder. The talis, he had the question, they don't wear a gartel over there. They just wear a talis. So this must have been some sort of Ashkenazi, Litvish shul. And the Shliach Tzibur wears a talis. So the Rebbe says, wear the talis only on your shoulder, not over your head. Since they're doing, so the Rebbe says, put on the talis, but don't put it over your head. But as far as a gartel, now the Lubavitchers, once you're married, you wear a gartel. So they're coming to take away. So the Rebbe says you should make a lot of efforts to daven davke with the gartel. Especially that here you have the idea of get yourself prepared for Hashem to put on the gartel. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe advocates the putting on the gartel. Considered something for davening, he coined the kras alakecha Yisrael. I guess he was davening as a chazan for someone, whether somebody passed in the family, and he was davening, and these were the questions that he asked the Rebbe, because he was davening in a non-Chabad shul.
That's why I was
wanted to lead the services on Mincha, say, they had the custom to wear the talis.
Gotcha.
So that's what that. So how many candles to light in front of the Amud, by the Chazan's place over there? So the Rebbe says, that depends on the established minhag. And if an oval or a yahrzeit, Rachmana Litzlan, is leading the services. So during the davening, it's proper to have five candles. And as my father-in-law said, that there's five names for the soul. So that's five names of this soul. So the Rebbe says that's if you're davening for the Yomid. Is a novel on your side, then you do five, because of the five names of the neshama. What kind of language to put on the tombstone? So the Rebbe says you should consult the elders of Anash in your community, and the Rebbe blesses them that for the new year that you be blessed with a chsim and a gemar chsim atoiva, and with blessings for good news. So Rebbe is asking about some tradition. Well, the Rebbe is okay to put on a talus if you have to. Just the Rebbe mostly is to avoid machloikis, but if you have to, you can put on the talus, but don't take off the gartel. And the Rebbe also suggests to, if it's on your side, a novel, to use five candles which correspond to the five names of the soul.